Our next article is entitled 10 on the 10th. The ELCA celebrates a decade of service in our communities. It's written for us by Candace Hill Buchbinder, who is the ELCA Public Relations Manager. On September 10th, the ELCA will celebrate the 10th anniversary of God's Work, Our Hands, an annual Sunday, Day of Service, in which congregations come together to lend a hand, to help build a future, and to repair their communities. It was introduced in 2013 as a special day for service across the church to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the ELCA's formation. Service in the community wasn't a new concept in the ELCA, a church that's grounded in loving and serving the neighbor and in striving for justice and wholeness in the world. God's Work, Our Hands Sunday is one of the ways in which we live out our purpose to invite more people to know Jesus and discover community, justice, and love, said Elizabeth Eaton, ELCA presiding bishop. When one congregation gathers to serve its neighbors, they are one church helping in their community, but there is also the entire church. This is how we're a church together, responding to God's call to love and serve. Recalling the initial day of service, John Anderson said, "We were worshiping through our service in the community, so we were a visible church," Anderson said, who is currently director of rural ministry at Luther Seminary in St. Paul and served as bishop of the Southwestern Minnesota Synod from 2003 to 2021. "The idea that we could have a service day across the whole ELCA," he added, "that local churches could decide what they wanted to do based on the needs of their community and the capacity of their congregation, and that they could place when they did it on the calendar to fit their needs. Well, all of that helped it to take off. As it expanded, congregations saw the opportunity to partner with other congregations, social ministry organizations, and interfaith groups in the community." Anderson said, "God's Work, Our Hands Sunday has been like yeast to help grow the congregational mission awareness. The meaningful mission and impact that congregations experienced in 2013 made it evident that the effort would become an annual event. Bright yellow t-shirts designed especially for the day added to the enthusiasm. Although we do service outreach a lot in our congregation, I remember thinking that the yellow shirts were what it made it seem so special, and it really made us unified," said Stephen Bond, pastor of Advent Lutheran Church in Mentor, Ohio. "It emphasized how many people were all in this together. When we started reading reports of other churches across the country, it was just a great feeling to know that we were part of something much larger than ourselves." Another meaningful outcome is how intergenerational relationships develop and deepen. He said, "It's a great experiment to try to put young and older people together to see what develops from that. If you sit and paint picnic tables like I did with people for about 2 hours, you get a sense of who people are that you're working with." And Bond agreed. "It became one of our guiding principles that everything we did was to focus on being intergenerational. God's Work, Our Hands Sunday was our first intentional way of doing that. In Omaha, Nebraska, generous giving and compassionate service has always been a part of who the Lord of Love is," said its pastor Becky Sells. "This is a day that we all look forward to gathering intergenerationally to do acts of love toward others." Sells said the congregation has discovered additional ways throughout the year to do God's work using our hands and resources to make a difference. Hands from Lord of Love have planted a garden to support a local food pantry, made blankets for those in emergency situations, and moved furniture to support refugee resettlement. Our church's name, Lord of Love, encourages always to remember that when we share or care for others, we do so in the name of our Lord with the gifts of our hands and our hearts that God has first given us," Sells said. "It's a very special Sunday," said Samuel Nieva, pastor of Pueblo del Dios in Lutheran Church in Compton, California. The congregation has been serving the community for 20 years, distributing food and clothing. On God's Work Our Hands Sunday, members who work in fields such as dentistry, nursing, hairstyling, offer their skills and services to the community. It's an effective way for people to discover our heart of service and love for God, he said, helping them, for example, with a dental cleaning, a haircut, vital sign checks, and timely advice. The community recognizes that our congregation is a church that practices integral mission of word, sacrament, and action for social justice, that we're a congregation that is interested in spiritual and material needs. Renee Patterson, pastor of Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church in Shoreview, Minnesota, said the day of service has made her congregation more aware that they can make a difference in their community. Members often suggest partnering with local organizations to increase the aspect and the impact of service opportunities. They're starting to connect with what happens at Shepherd of the Hills to what happens in the rest of the world, she said. And it's become part of our DNA, part of what we do as church. It's common language, and everybody at our church knows what day of service means. During the COVID pandemic, many congregations continued caring for their communities on this day. They organized projects for individuals and families that were virtual, outdoors, physically distant, or drive-through. While 2023 looks different than 2020, there are still some unique challenges in our communities where we can represent God's hand in caring for people and creation, said Susan Brown, leader of Ministry Communication and Coordination at New Life Lutheran Church in Bolingbrook, Illinois. She said one of those new challenges is just getting people to connect in person again, whether that is bringing people together to serve or partnering with other community groups to work together. God's work isn't limited to only what we as a congregation to do singly. We joyfully anticipate where we might be led to new opportunities to serve new people to connect with. Through acts of service, we pursue justice and seek peace. We live in a community of hopelessness, inequality, and adversity, Nieva said. Life is not the same for everyone, especially for those who are out of opportunities, such as the undocumented people or people who have not had an encounter with Christ, who are the majority of our members. For them, we give flavor and light to their lives, building with God's help an opportunity to achieve material and spiritual goals. As God's Work Our Hands Sunday continues to build among ELCA congregations and related ministries, so does the opportunity for members to embrace how their faith connects to their lives out in the community and the world. We oftentimes end up creating the church to take care of things inside the church, and that's where most of the energy of the church goes, when actually we're called to be the scattered church, Anderson said. So the church is being the church out at work right now, and people are living their faith in serving and as God's work is happening through their hands. God loves us, God shows God's grace to us, and then we sing our lives as a hymn of praise to God. So what is God's Work Our Hands Sunday? Well, it's a day we sing our praise to God for God's grace and love.